watching out for you. A Fox 5 I-Team investigation.
Our I-Team has uncovered a new scandal linked to Bishop Eddie Long and his church. Bishop Long says members of his congregation may have lost $1 million to a businessman who he brought into the church.
But that businessman calls the charge character assassination and says the bishop's church also made money. Senior I-Team reporter Dale Russell was the first to break the story of sexual misconduct lawsuits against Eddie Long, and he's here now with an update. Dale.
A man and the businessman is Ephraim Taylor, and New Birth members thought they could trust him. But now they're fighting to get back the money they fear they've lost.
I'm responsible for everyone I bring and before you and what they say.
When Bishop Eddie Long introduced a self-described millionaire to his congregation, the bishop promised everything Ephraim Taylor said was based on the Word of God.
My friend, my brother, the great Ephraim Taylor.
J.B. Bailey listened and believed.
Is it fair to say that you trusted Ephraim Taylor because Bishop Long told you you should trust him?
Yes.
A $3.5 million company in high school.
After all, it was a compelling story. Ephraim Taylor claimed he created a multi-million dollar company in high school by building a website that sold job postings for high school kids.
We raised $750,000 in cash in high school.
Last year, after Ephraim Taylor made his financial presentation here at New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, parishioners began investing with Ephraim Taylor in his new idea, sweepstakes video game machines.
Now some of those investors fear they may have lost their money. Instead of making big profits, they found Ephraim Taylor's company that sold them the sweepstakes game machines has been indicted for operating a gambling enterprise.
I'm not mad at Bishop Long, but I do wish the church maybe did more follow-up as well.
J.B. Bailey, trusting his bishop and buying Ephraim Taylor's pitch, put down nearly $14,000 to buy four sweepstakes vending terminals, machines that would be put in gaming centers like this one in Virginia Beach.
It's the latest venture of a 27-year-old self-made millionaire whiz kid.
The sweepstakes income website states the machine would allow customers to play sweepstakes games and win cash prizes in dozens of stores across the nation.
It brings you in up to $11,342 each and every month like clockwork.
Bailey was hooked. His contract included a certificate of guarantee that the sweepstakes machines would generate revenues greater or equal to the amount of the investment, even though the contract also stated the company was making no guarantee as to how much money may be earned. Bailey says he was promised up to $1,500 a month, but he received monthly checks that were just a fraction of that. And after 7 months, the checks stopped coming.
Do you feel like you were cheated?
Oh yeah, definitely. And I really wanted some kind of explanation, and I never got it.
You never got any money?
No money.
No machine?
And no machine.
Bailey was better off than his roommate, John Medley. His contract shows he put in close to $10,000 for two sweepstakes machines. He says he never received a penny.
Surprised when you didn't even get a machine?
Surprised. A little angry at first. More so disheartened than anything.
Are you the manager here, ma'am?
No comment.
But it was worse than John and JB thought.
Two cops come, they pulled up like right there.
The I-Team discovered last September, police in Virginia raided a number of sweepstakes storefronts and charged 11 owners or companies with illegal gambling. One of them, the company New Birth parishioners invested in because of Ephraim Taylor. Virginia Beach prosecutor Harvey Bryant.
A lot of individuals, as well as a lot of companies, have a lot of money tied up in what I believe is going to be proven to be illegal gambling in the state of Virginia.
Does it bother you, though, that Ephraim's company is involved in a criminal investigation, apparently, in Virginia?
Oh, definitely. Oh, red flags go up big time. This doesn't look good.
I'm really hoping that you're going to hear something real soon.
Bailey says he's received an email from City Capital Trust promising to pay back more than 100% of their machine purchase value in a combination of cash and City Capital stock, now worth only pennies per share.
Mr. Ephraim Taylor, who came in and ran a wonderful seminar for us.
Bishop Long refused to talk with me, refused to answer any questions regarding Efren Taylor. But this YouTube video talking about Taylor was posted Sunday night after we asked his spokesperson what went wrong.
About $1 million has been not returned. The investment has gone sour.
The bishop claims he's made appeals to Efren Taylor to return all the investors' money. And then he added,
but I want to let you know, New Birth received, nor myself, any financial blessing or gift from Efren Taylor.
Now, after that was posted, Efren Taylor claimed that it simply wasn't true. He wrote that New Birth Missionary Church received a cut of all sales of his books and CDs sold at the church. Long then responded to that response, saying the money was only collected to cover expenses. City Capitol wouldn't return our repeated phone calls and emails, but has set up a trust and, as you heard, promised to pay the money back. And the key word there at this point in time is promised.
Your report raised a lot of questions. You mentioned one person invested $15,000, another $10,000. That's not small change. Did others invest more?
No, that's a lot of money. But I got to tell you, man, we talked to other people that did not want to talk with us on camera. And I heard a lot of other figures. I've heard of one that lost over $200,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Basically a life savings. Another that lost $80,000 or more. Single investments, essentially, by a family. These are significant amounts of money that people had spent essentially a lifetime trying to save.
Well, we saw the storefront in Virginia Beach with the crime tape around it empty. I mean, is there any reason to think the Capital City has the money to pay these people back?
That's a great question, and we don't know. Capital City has, representatives from Capital City had a conference call with many of these investors and told them, we don't have the money right now, but if you come after us, we could end up in bankruptcy. So the investors who've lost this money, and by the way, the sweepstakes was just a part of it. There was a whole other thing going on here where they were giving city capital money for IRAs and 401s and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just the sweepstakes games. It's very complex, very complicated, a lot of people involved, a lot of money involved.
I'm sorry, we're out of time, but I just have to ask one more question. The two people in your story, are they still members of New Birth?
Yes, they are. And as you say, it's very hard for them to accept this.
All right.
Dale, thanks.